We read from John chapter 10. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Thank you for these words of truth, O Lord. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let's be seated. The mission statement contains phrases like this: "We will lead the effort to secure. We will prevent and deter attacks. We will respond to threats and hazards. We will ensure safe and secure borders." You probably guessed those are phrases that are found in the mission statement of the Homeland Act of Security from 2002. You know that following, of course, the 9/11 attack, our country, our government, decided to set up a Department of Homeland Security. They did that in order to have a very comprehensive, cohesive effort to coordinate all of the law agencies and organizations around our country, so many of them, to coordinate them in order to beef up the security for our whole land, our whole country. How's it been doing? How's it gone with that Security Act? Well, there have been certainly threats that have been averted and plots have been discovered. Been relatively secure, haven't we? Do we think there's 100% security through this Security Act? I don't know if anybody would raise their hand here and say yes. That brings up the question, though, is there a certain act of security that does bring 100% security? You bet, there really is. Of course, we're talking about in a much higher level. We're talking about it in the spiritual and eternal realm. And we're talking about a security here that's not just for one nation, but for all the nations of the earth. We're talking about a security here that is not based on any kind of human ingenuity, but we could say it's based on divine gratuity. Using the words of our text, the language, picture language, I should say, of our text, we could say that this security for the sheep rests solidly in the shepherd. Note the background here to Jesus' speech on the sheep. He's at a feast of dedication, we're told, if we read verses ahead of this. This was a minor festival of the Jews. It's a Hanukkah festival. It was issued in 165 B.C. It was a time of purification, or marking the commemoration of the purification and renewal of the temple after it had been severely desecrated by the Greeks. Interestingly, Jesus, the purifier of all things, he's there at this occasion. But he's got these enemies. And they're trying to trap him, of course. And they said, "Come on, tell us plainly if you are the Christ." What did Jesus do? He directs them right away to his miracles. And we're told in the Bible, aren't we, that there's so many miracles that could have been recorded of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the scripture says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name." And then Jesus launches into this beautiful little speech here that's given such great comfort, such great security for his followers down through the ages. Think of how we've hung on these words of our Lord in the text. And what's interesting, though, there is an irony here, and that is that these words are right in the middle of his address to enemies. But are we that much better than the enemies? by nature? If we were to leave the shepherd out of the equation for a moment, how would we fare? Do we think of ourselves as pretty lovable, cuddly, nice white sheep that are just so eager all the time to jump up into the arms of the one who's the tender? How have we been when we take a look at what God states in His Word? Do we at all times fear, love, and trust in God above all things? Do we always want to use the Lord's name for prayer, praise, and thanksgiving? Do we always find ourselves very eager to latch on to the Word of God when something's been presented to us from the Word in the classroom, for example, or we hear a sermon preached and so on? Are we eager to go back and even study more God's Word? Is it a regular day-by-day thing with us? Are we always so eager to love our neighbor as ourselves and be willing at all times to put the best construction on everything? We have to look at ourselves and we recognize that we're anything but the pure sheep when we compare ourselves with the law of God. Rather, we have all those briars and cockleburrs and so on, and the dirt that stands out in our wool. The law of God certainly does reveal us to be straggling sheep. Our sins stand out, we could say, like a scarlet letter against that white backdrop. But wait, we have security. We have a security that guards us from the accusations of the law. We have a security that protects us from the nagging, gnawing conscience. We have the security that gives us the guarantee of a homeland that is free from every type of terror or evil onslaught and instead places us in the verdant pastures for eternity. We have a security that guards us against the fiery arrows from the evil one. Come now, records Isaiah in his book. Come now, let us reason together. Though our sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Wool. How can this be? It's because the one who is our shepherd became the sheep for us. And now we have transferred to us his wool, his clothing, and it's perfect. It covers every spot and blemish completely. How is the transfer made? Well, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. His death at the cross, which is what we're connected to through baptism, his death at the cross certainly had power to it, for as Peter says, the sacrifice was that of the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Do you want security? Here it is. For all who believe in Christ, for all who take hold by the Holy Spirit's power of the gracious forgiveness of sins won by our good shepherd for us, as taking hold of that forgiveness in word and sacrament, there is solid security, solid protection, because the Word of God is really the voice of the Good Shepherd. No wonder we are eager to hear it then, because His sheep want to listen to His voice. His Word gives life. His Word brings meaning and purpose to our life. Do you feel sometimes as if you're like a wandering sheep on the campus, kind of lost out there occasionally? You feel at times like nobody really cares, or do you feel like you don't really have much of a purpose? You're wondering about your future? My friend, you do have someone who really cares. It's not someone that's going to come up and speak to you right here. Well, you got your friends, but what does that count? You want someone who's got the real security to offer. And that someone is the Good Shepherd of your soul. He cares for you deeply. He became one of the sheep. And notice in the text, he talks about a relationship kind of knowing that he has. He says, I know my sheep. I know them. Interestingly, in the Greek language, that is a word that's very specific there about a relationship, a close relationship kind of knowledge. He says, I give them eternal life. And don't forget the shepherd who loves us and became one of the sheep, went to the slaughter there for us, but he is the maker of the universe. I and the Father are one, he says here in the text. Talk about security. That's why we sheep will never perish because of our good shepherd. Notice it says, shall never perish. Again, a strong negation in the Greek language. Let's just picture ourselves for a moment being in a courtroom. And suppose a lawyer were standing at the podium here and we're going through a will document. And let's say that you out there, you were interested to be in the audience because you had every reason to believe you were going to be named in the will. You didn't know all the details, but you knew it would be important to listen. Yes, how attentively you would listen. You would be wanting to hear your name in the will. You would want to know, how much is it going to be? What are the details here? Isn't this how it is with the gospel? My sheep hear my voice, says Jesus. But far from being pressured into hearing his voice, as it is cast over the whole pasture, shall we say, from Genesis to Revelation, as it hovers over the font, as it is there over the holy food at the altar, we're eager to hear this voice because it means our everlasting protection. That's real homeland security. We do have a will that records us as adopted sons and daughters. And at the bottom of the will, it has been signed with holy blood that is irrevocable. It's signed by the blood of our good shepherd and our substitute sheep. Live in peace. Leave in peace. Amen.